talk to you tonight about stepping into your divine destiny. Every one of us has seeds of greatness on the inside. You have a gift to share with this world. There is buried treasure down in you right now, potential that has not yet been released.
But so I will often, say, I don't have
we let other people talk us out of our dreams. We let disappointments and failures keep our treasure buried. We allow insecurities and low self-esteem to convince us that we don't have anything special to offer. There is treasure on your inside. You have something to offer that no one else has. And if you don't step in to your destiny and release your gift, then this world will not be as bright as it should be.
Hey. Welcome, counter-revolutionaries, to the Eye of the Beholder. I'm your dazed host, Paulie, and I have now settled here in the Lake Ozark Real Estate of the Art Studio. Settled down a little after Josh left, and yep, broadcasting live at damradio.com if you want to call in. You're welcome to it. 746-8020, area code 573. So, yeah, folks, I'm kind of dazed here tonight. who else has been paying attention to the local Camden County prosecutors' candidates race? Oh, man, fireworks here locally, folks. It's good stuff. I'm enjoying it. I watched the debate they had, right? Blah, 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 you know, feeling pretty dazed from it. But, you know, it's the old classic, the choice between a douchebag, you know, a douche and a shit sandwich. It's real, folks, and it's here, right here in Camden County. But I do, I do have to say that I went in hating the incumbent and, I kind of came out now on her side. I mean, you know, she cleaned up a few of the things on record that, you know, when it come to, say, the pedo case and the Facebook gallery, let's call it that. The people with no lives that spend all their lives on Facebook, you know, talking it up or whatever they do. You know, they had her on that pedo case that she had evidence that she wasn't prosecuting, and then there was a witness, you know, and a confession, and, you know, she blew that up. She blew that Facebook army up. You know, the evidence doesn't exist, she said, and if it does, she challenged the sheriff's lawyer there that's on the other side that's running against her to bring it. Bring the evidence. Bring the confession. They won't do it. Doesn't look like it. You know, we were lied to about her, it seems, from hell. Seems like people right here at Damn Radio. if that's the case, if that evidence doesn't exist, I don't know if I said anything about her pedo thing. But, you know, maybe I even said something about her. Right? She said there is no confession to that case and no witness testimony. Right? And then she had secret recordings. You know, she was being recorded secretly by crooked cops, you know, her office. It's good stuff, man. She's out there calling out bad cops. The sheriff don't like her. I like that about her. You know, seems pretty good to me. It's going to be a blue line. You know, it's a machine either way. So the whack-a-mole. But I like the infighting in the Republican machine. We don't really have a vote them out choice. Because it's still the, you know, there's no Democrat running here. But you know, so we're still going to be voting for the machine, but for me, a freedom lover, I like when the machine infights, and when the sheriff and prosecutor fight, the citizen wins. So I say re-elect her. I know I say re-elect no one, but man, like I said, the machine, you know, you're re-electing the machine anyway, so there's no way we could re-elect no one in this case anyway. So I'd rather have the incumbent that, you know, that's against the sheriff's lawyer, because that's the sheriff's lawyer, folks. And if you don't like the sheriff, if you think he's crooked, well, here it comes. If he gets his butt buddy in there, you know, Then it's going to be sheriff's office runs our prosecutions, and look at how ugly that's going to look. So, you know, they've been so scared of her that they're trying to record her secretly. She's calling out bad cops, right? Right. I say her opposition. What's her name? We're talking about Lynn Brand, right? I think she's the worst cop in the county's lawyer, right? He's the guy that loves these cameras, right? That's his lawyer. Do you want her as your prosecutor? The worst cop in the county's prosecutor. Do you want her? Right? The choice is real, folks. A douche or a shit sandwich. Make that choice, folks, because you're going to have to. In my opinion, douchebag every time, man. I know where both have been, and I'm much rather the douchebag we know than the shit sandwich, right, folks? I mean, come on, folks. This one should be easy. The sheriff sold us out all in Camden County, right? All cops suck. Do we want the sheriff's personal lackey or someone who is at least at arm's length with the sheriff to be an honest broker of the law here in this county? Right? I don't want a crony-style relationship when it comes to the prosecutor and the sheriff. It could only be a good thing in this case if Rochelle stays in. Maybe the cases that actually rise to the top will be the obvious ones. No cronyism involved. You know, the obvious ones that do the most damage will be taken care of because there would be no arguments on them between the sheriff and the prosecutor, right? It would be obvious. The molester's got to go, the killer, the meth dealer. You know what I mean? This is what I believe. And none of the, you know, the crony stuff will be passed by because they don't get along. I like that. Better the douche we know in this case, folks. At least we know where the douchebag's been. We also know where the shit sandwich has been. And like I said, I must rager stomach where the douchebag has been. Prosecutor versus sheriff sounds good to me, folks. Right? Imagine how much damage. You know, just say I'm just trying to use an analogy on another subject that might relate to this. Imagine how much damage Islam really could do if the Shiite and Sunnis actually worked together instead of shot each other, right? Same premise here, folks. When the prosecutor is and the crooked cops buddy up, liberty definitely has to suffer. Just stating what I see here, folks, right? And the crooked cop, you know, the crooked cop thing is pretty obvious. These videos that are out now, you know, about, I forget his name, but we all know what, you know, what's out there now. The cop saying it would have been, it would have been better. It would have been funner if he would have ran, you know, right? Weeks, literally weeks after officer in over her head, you know, killed herself. Because she was in over her head. And, you know, I say that with vindication because the settlement that Osage Beach gave to her family literally vindicates my name for her. She was in over her head, therefore her family, and maybe the fault of, because they didn't train her properly, of her bosses. But she was in over her head, so I stand vindicated on that. And her family had to be paid by taxpayers because we chase. We chase. So keep paying them bills and keep losing them officers because we chase and damn the rest of the community and what that means. Because we chase, the criminal is more important than the safety of the community. Because we chase. It's just the stupidest premise to me that these cops have around here. And they, you know, and the people that back them. Yeah, you get them. Yeah, you get that speeder or, you know, that license plate register guy. You get him if he runs because he's going to, oh, you killed someone because of a license plate registration chase? Oh, oops. Yeah, it always ends up that way, folks. We chase is the stupidest fucking premise if you want to keep people safe. If safety was really in your purview. But I digress. Just stating what I see here, folks, on the prosecutor case. right? Is there a Democrat running for prosecutor, right? Maybe that's a look. No, no, douchebag it is, folks. Reelect no one can't fit here. Damn it. It's hard to make the pendulum swing when the county's pendulum has crashed to the ground. You know what I mean? Reelect no one crashes when it's a one-party rule. So the machine runs this, so I'd rather have it infighting. Right? There's no pendulum here. So the best I can hope for is a pissing match, say, between the government's enforcement wing, because that's what it is. I like the pissing match. I want Rochelle to stay. The government goon civil war is the best we can hope for here, folks, when the pendulum can't swing because the crooked ass Republican Party machine and its lackeys that activists all online that don't ever change shit. They just get into power and then they move up the ladder. You know, they never change shit. That's who's in charge. So I like to see some infighting. Vote for Rochelle. The incumbent wins here. We're in good news. Right? So it's sad news that we won't have a pendulum swing in this. But like I said, best we can hope for is a little infighting. Let's do it. I'd rather have that than a crony. I'm just asking questions. How many times she's been under the desk? You know, just asking questions here. So, and if I didn't ask that question that came to my head, I wouldn't be Paulie. So let's now look at nationally. I'm going to kind of give my two cents on that. Is MAGA dead? Right? That's a big question right now because my sons, the younger generation that people like me brought along and educated, they're saying it is. They're saying America First is the next. Man, it's sad if that's the case because there's nothing going to be like MAGA. America First will never recreate MAGA and the movement that it was. And if MAGA's dead, it's because the Republican Party killed it on purpose by commandeering its last leader and then neoconning him out. Even though I think it's a different story because of the long game, the appearances are what everything matters right now, and the Republicans have lost. When it comes to the young Republicans that voted for Donald Trump last time, the crossovers, they have lost the propaganda battle here in the last, you know, since February, pretty much, since the first of the year or so. And it's because the neocon Republican Party, I think, is trying to kill MAGA on purpose. Right? Did they kill it when they talked crazy-ass Trump into the Iran war? Right? This is what the deep state hopes, folks. The deep state and the Democrat and the Republican parties, they hope that MAGA is dead. Right? Crazy ass Trump, the propaganda saying he gave in. He gave in to the neocons. Yeah, I'll give it to him. It looks like that. Propaganda's good. But I say, you know, he's crazy for this. You say he's crazy. I say crazy like a fox. Right? I don't know. Maybe this latest happening today, I think it's the flush Iran out. I didn't say that when we talked about it, but if there was an attack today, and maybe it's to flush Iran, or not Iran, I'm sorry, Israel out, you know, but we'll just see how it works out. If it's just attacking a counterattack spot, well, then it's going to be same old, same old. That's been happening a couple times. I say he's crazy like a fox. Watch, it's all working out, folks. The deep state is in full retreat. Israel's propaganda war worldwide and here in this nation has been exposed and defeated. Right? Israel is now openly defying Trump to his face. This is over for them. Right? Trump doesn't have to blow himself up. They're blowing themselves up. I still contend what the moves Trump has made since the beginning of the year is anti-war. Right? He's taking the deep state's ability to make perpetual war by sending pallets of cash and, you know, to so they can send the Hezbollah. Netanyahu himself funds Iran's, you know, Iran's terrorist groups. It's been proven. It's a good thing for the terrorists, for them. It's perpetual war. They pay them. They send pallets of cash. Right? If you solve Iran and the Strait of Hormuz problem, you solve the world's energy crisis and pretty much all of the terrorism problems when it comes to Islamic terror. Right? Back in the 70s, folks, the Strait of Hormuz was 80% of our oil. Of the world's oil, you know, came through the Strait. In 2025, it was 20%. And in 2026, for a while, it was 0%. Right? The mullahs in Iran not being able to sell their oil is a good thing. Right? We took our little hit, dollar advancement or whatever it is, but it's way down now again. So, the futures look bright too. Right? Now we're the number one exporter. I don't know. Breaking the old order of things is a good thing. Right? He's getting out of world police status. Other nations are going to have to pick up the bill for their own protection. It's already happening. It's good stuff. No more world police. Isn't that what we wanted? And let me remind you, folks, Israel and Epstein Island wasn't really a thing in 2016, 2015, you know, when MAGA was, you know, came on strong. Israel wasn't really even mentioned. You know, the steal happened first and then the awakening. You know, the awakening started happening in 16, but the full awakening didn't happen until 2020, the COVID and the steal. So, and then that's when Israel's hand and everything was, you know, illuminated for the most part, for the majority. Even though a lot of us were on to them early, the majority wasn't, folks. The ship wasn't turning. Israel wasn't a plank in the platform of MAGA until here recently. And that's moving now. I think Donald Trump's moving on it now that he sees the country's moved on it. Who's next? That's the big question. Always the big question. Who's next? Is it going to be someone they commandeered? I sure hope not. Right? I mentioned this earlier. The digital currencies. That is competition for the fiat currencies that doesn't exist presently right now. Period. Right? And even if they do shut it down or whatever, it's a big conspiracy to get all our control of our currency. Our ability to exist won't disappear if they shut it all down. Right? We'll trade with each other. But for now, it's all good. And we can trade with each other with Bitcoin or dollars. You know, why worry about what hasn't happened yet? I guess that's what I'm saying. And if it does, we'll cross that bridge because we can. Just like if we were to just end it all right now and cross that bridge right now. Either way, we're going to cross the bridge, right? So why don't we just play it out until we have to cross it? That's what I don't understand about it. We're not going to just automatically lose our ability to exist if it happens in 10 years or if we do it right now. Right? And maybe more of the undesirables will. Isn't that what they called us? Right? Now we're, and actually, here's another problem solved. Iran nuke deal, man. We might have something of substance here that the world can accept for Iranian energy and not weapons. So it's something better than existed than before. But for real, back to the propaganda in Israel and all that, and the propaganda we've been led to believe. Everything we know on the propaganda war front, we know because of MAGA and Trump. Right? It's for real. Epstein was arrested under Trump. The files were released under Trump, whether it was Q that did it and, you know, Trump's association with that or Trump himself and the administration this time. It all illuminates because of MAGA, the white hats, the Bitcoin pushers, the fiat currency competitors, you know, with the moves that have been made, it eliminates the deep state with no civil war, with no world war or nuclear war. Right? The demons were gearing up to have a kinetic nuclear war. They were. They wanted to deplete the population and all that that we know is true about them. Right? No World War III now. Not no live nuclear war anyway. It's a cold, you know, it's a cold war. Behind the scenes war. Because of the way that Trump and MAGA handled it. And is still handling it. Right? They were gearing up for nuclear war. The elites were building bunkers. And are. They wanted it. They wanted it. And it didn't happen. Because the White Hats, MAGA, and Trump stuck a stick in their game. And it's still beating them. You beat their currency and you got them licked. And that's what competition to fiat currency does. Right? Like, so what's the alternative anyway? You know, Trump is boo-hoo now. I don't know. He did 90% of things, 80% of things that I want him to do. And he woke us all up on the other 20% and illuminated a lot of things that the battleship's turning around now. So what now? Burn MAGA down? Right? He's done, man. You can't burn the movement down. Trump is done. The moves he made are made. He's done 80-20. Can't we accept the great things he's done? Turned around the economy. Demographic change. You know, the war on that. We win. Epstein daylight. Right? For real, everybody's torn up about that, but how many folks here have eliminated Epstein known actors from their own lives? Microsoft, Disney, Victoria's Secret, Erica Kirk herself. She's been in the rings, sex slave rings in Europe. She was trained by Fabians and the deep state. Her herself, who's turned off Erica Kirk? Huh? Then you're not mad about Epstein. Right? Takes the steps in your own lives against the deep state, Epstein actors, the money war, right? Take steps in your own life to fix it at the cost of your life and your happiness, right? You're waiting on government and some president, the government, basically, to come and take care of your... No. Stop watching Disney. All the things that were associated. Microsoft, stop using Windows. Right? You're not mad about Epstein if you're using Windows. Come on, man. Take the steps in your own lives to make it uncomfortable before you demand the government do it. Right? We could break these fools. Look at Bud Light. But you don't in your own life. But you point at it. I cut off everything I can. You know, I can't cut off food stores and things like that. But everything I can, we do. We don't pay for Disney. We don't, you know, do those things. Watch Tom Hanks. Watch Erica Kirk. Buy Victoria's Secret. You know, there's many things that you can do in your own life before you demand the government take action for what you're mad at. You know, lazy bastards. We the people, remember? We have to do some stuff here, too. We have to do some lifting, not just depend on Trump. Trump, Trump, Trump. You solved everything else. Now solve Epstein. No, we need to solve Epstein. Stop watching Tom Hanks. And I'm going to go ahead and get some water in my throat, as you could hear. And I'm going to play this from Dax. It's Dear God.
I just want to make this clear. I am a believer. But sometimes it gets hard. My name's Dax.
Dear God, There's a lot of questions that I have about the past, and I don't want to hear it from a human. You made it, so you're the last person that I'm ever gonna ask. Tell me what's real, tell me what's fake. Why is everything about you a debate? What's the point of love? Every time I showed it, I was broken, and it's forced me just to only want to hate. Why is it only one you but multiple religions? Why does every conversation end in a division? Why does everybody want to tell us how to live, but they won't listen to the same damn message that they give it? Tell me how to feel, tell me what's wrong. I tried to call, pick up the phone, I'm on my own. Everybody says you coming back to man. Why the hell is it taking so long? Why do I hurt? Why is there pain? Why does everything good always have to change? Why does everybody try to profit off another man's work to destroy it just for monetary gain? Tell me, are you black or are you white? I don't even really care, I just really wanna know what's right. They've been saying one thing, but I've been looking in the book, and it seems like they've been lying for my whole damn life. Tell me where I'm going. Is it heaven or hell? I just hope this message greets you well. Had a dream that I was walking with the devil. Don't remember how it feels, but I swear that I remember the smell. Looked me right into my eye and told me everything I wanted could be mine if I gave up and decided to sell. But I said I'd rather die than get mine. Now I'm here, no fear, one man with a story to tell. Dear God, where were you when I needed it? When I fucked up and repeated it? When they set the bar and I exceeded it? My life is like a book that they've been judging by a cover, but I've never took the time to fucking read this shit. I remember telling you my goals and my dreams, but you didn't even answer, so I guess you didn't believe in it. I remember sitting with a gun to my head trying to ask you for some help, but I guess you didn't believe in it. I don't want religion, I need that spirituality. I don't want a church, I need people to call a family. I don't want to tell my sins to another sinner just because he's got a room and he went to some academy. I don't want to read it in the book, I want to hear it from you. Don't want to learn it in my school because they hiding the truth. Don't want to talk about it to another fucking human being, and that's the only reason that I even step in this booth. Dear God, how do I take this darkness and turn it into light? How do I believe in a concept where I speak to a man I've never seen with my own two eyes? How do I know that religion wasn't made just to separate the world and create a whole disguise just to keep us in these chains while the rich get richer and the poor pray to you and perpetuate a lie? How do I know this ain't some big joke? How can I have faith when there is no hope? How the hell does one man have $100 billion and we still have people on the street that are broke? There's a lot of things I want to talk about and get off my chest. I can't sleep because the devil won't let me rest. I used to know a fucking pastor in a church, and I can still hear the screams of the kids he will fucking molest. Dear God! I'm supposed to fear you, but you ain't said shit, so maybe it's you who actually fears me. I don't know the answer, I just want to see it clearly. So many lies and 1,000 different theories. All I want to know is who really made religion, because I know it wasn't you, but don't nobody believe me. No more lies, no more death. Bring back King, bring back X. Please, dear God, let their souls rest. Protect who's left and watch their steps. Dear God, dear God, dear God. I don't want to have to ask you again. I just hope that you know that I'm still a believer, so I'll end this all by saying amen.
Yeah, this prosecutor thing and the local sheriff fight, man, it really vindicates a lot of, you know, finally we have somebody in the official capacity fighting against what she sees as crookedness. And if you watch the videos that are online going around, man, there's some heavy-handed action. There's, you know, there is a case to be had that this guy's a loose cannon and the sheriff, his blue line, you know, it just proves my points and what we talk about here on Damn Radio, Gabby, you know, and a lot of us. And it's that, you know, the cops are going to stick together no matter if they're right or wrong. And this guy's obviously in the wrong here just by video evidence. And, you know, there is something to be said by the county prosecutor herself doing this. You know, this is not a comfortable situation for her. By no means. This wasn't gravy and sunshine. You know what I mean? Being secretly recorded by the cops and, you know, anything can happen with these people. These, you know, these slimy men with badges and guns. You know, that's a nice way to put it. The slimy people that would, you know, that our sheriff is. He's been proven to. Just the camera situation. You know, it's just by saying that he's for, you know, liberty and the law and the Constitution and this and that, and then he just shits on it with this camera situation. So just that alone is integrity sucks. But it's fun to watch, and just by her doing that, it's not comfortable for her. This is not, you know, sunshine and brownies for her. So just for her to be, you know, step out and do this out of the norm, and call out a bad cop and him not to at least take note. He came full steam, and it just proves that they're going to back each other up, bro. It's a fraternity. It's the big world. It's the world's largest street gang, the cops. It literally is that. And they have actually proven that in certain jurisdictions that they have gangs tatted up and initiations and all. So, you know, I could show you cases of my stuff proven. You can't show me of a bunch of integrity cases and, you know, where they tell on themselves. There's not a lot of those. You know, they tell on their brethren, or they come and say, yes, he is a crooked cop and I'm the sheriff. Don't see those publicized much. And right here in this case, he's backing the guy up. You know, just the distasteful statement, the little out of context or in context. All I need to know is what he said in those 5 seconds. I don't need to know anything else, even though the rest of the longer video doesn't clean it up any. It actually makes it look worse, but in my opinion, you know, for whoever's saying, oh, it's only a small snippet. Yeah, that's all you need to hear. That it would have been more funner if somebody would have died in a police chase. Basically, that's what he was saying because of what happened just weeks earlier. So, it just vindicates my position of blue liners, you know, or blinder, got blinders on. All right, let's go to Skeletor.
Remember, one of the top humor friend rules is once we confirm you're alive, everything that almost took you out becomes fair game to make into a joke. Until we meet again!
That is so true. Skeletor is a motherfucker, man. He speaks the truth, even though he's a motherfucker. Yep. Anything that doesn't take you out is fair game to joke about, and that is true. And we on the construction sites know that to be a fact. People earn their nicknames by falling off ladders and such things like that. So it's good times out there on the construction site. And if you haven't ever been on the construction site and worked that way, please do. It's only a good time out there.
Some more.
I mean, I haven't searched the trunk, but I mean, that bag that was ripped open, that's about.
Would have been more fun if he wouldn't have stopped.
What?
It would have been more fun if he wouldn't have stopped.
Yeah, even the other officer's like, what? And then he said it again, it was just silence. Isn't that something, man? That's the guy the sheriff's defending. Here it is again.
Some more.
I mean, I haven't searched the trunk, but I mean, that bag that was ripped open, that's about.
Would have been more fun if he wouldn't have stopped.
What?
It would have been more fun if he wouldn't have stopped.
He even said it with, you know, glee in his voice. I said it would have been. Yep, that's what we have to deal with when we deal with police around here, is attitudes like that. Gung-ho punishers. All right, let's listen to a little bit of comedy here.
You guys know America's the greatest country in the world, right? You guys know that? Do you know how I know that? Because we all live here. If there was a better country, we'd all go to that one. There's not people on rafts risking their lives to go to the Philippines. It's almost like this country's kind of good. Also, when I say America's the best, I'm not shitting on other... I used to have a travel show. I went to over 50 different countries. Those countries are good, too. But you don't want to live there. Yeah, I tell everyone, I'm like, take your wife, go to Spain, drink wine, dance under the moonlight, but you'll come back. After 2 weeks, you're going to be like, I'm sunburned, soccer's gay, let's get the fuck out. Let's go home. It's bullshit. I don't know why Republicans are the patriotic ones and Democrats are like the anti-American. It makes no sense to my brain. Yeah, but it makes no sense. Liberals never shut up about diversity. Like, that is America. We're diversity. We have we're like an all-star team of the rest of Earth here in one nation. Right? Do liberals just go to Japan and they're like, ugh. Ugh. No black people. all Japanese? All this Japanese privilege, all the systems set up for the Japanese? Are they in Russia? Like, not one Cambodian here. No, that's us. We're the ones doing it. We're also the only country working on our racism. All right, we're not doing great, but we're working on it. At least we're trying. Other countries aren't even trying. They're very comfortable with their racism. I was in Russia for like a month, and I was staying with this family, and I'm going through my life in images on an iPad. And one of the men in the house, he like stopped one of the pictures. He goes, "Who is this black guy?" And I was like, "Oh, that's my friend Clayton. He's like a really funny comedian. He's a good guy." And he's like, "We do not like here." I was like, "What the fuck?" Just said that to my face. I spent 6 months in Asia. That whole continent's racist. They say terrible shit about white people, black people, brown. Hell, they don't even like each other. And if you don't believe me, next time you're in Asia, whatever country you're in, just misidentify the Asian. They'll lose their minds. If you're in Korea, like, "Excuse me, are you Japanese?" They're like, "Well, fuck you, guy, you fucking..." You're like, "All right. We hate the Japs." You're like, "All right, take it easy." We should be running Stop Asian Hate campaigns in Asia. That's who needs to fucking hear it.
That's messed up. He's right, though. Democrats, I never see him going over to other, you know, Japan. Where's the diversity? Isn't it funny how that works? Very funny. Let's see what I got here. This is Napoleon Dynamite. His new thing is he's a content creator, and he's pretty right wing. It's the old Napoleon Dynamite, Patrick Cutler.
So I get up every single morning and I look myself in the mirror and I say, how can I piss off the most amount of people possible today?
I like it. That is a great strategy, and I can see myself living by that. I have been, so me and him are kin in that. Very nice. What's this?
Did anything shock or surprise you in the course of doing this documentary?
In 1985, R.J. Reynolds, the maker of Camel cigarettes, they bought Nabisco for $5 billion. In 1988, Philip Morris, the maker of Marlboro cigarettes, they bought Kraft Food for $13 billion. And that's just two of the acquisitions that happened in the 80s. By the mid-90s, Big Food, a.k.a. Big Tobacco, controlled about 40% of the food supply in America. And it's only gone up in the past 30 years.
How many of y'all knew that Big Tobacco actually bought these food companies in the 80s and 90s? So now, and that's when all the ingredients changed. It's a funny thing, you know, like, say, Chips Ahoy cookies. Been around for years and years and, you know, decades. And everybody says, well, I used to eat Chips Ahoy back then. But it wasn't the same. If you look at the ingredients in the 80s versus Chips Ahoy now, it's totally different product. So since the tobacco companies have owned them, that's when our food supply started getting tainted. They started using the same practices, you know, they did with the tobacco, not caring and just profit instead of good, you know, product. So there you go.
One of the things that's become extremely apparent to me after spending a few days here with a group of Americans and other nationalities is how much of a...
This is the World Cup in action. The citizens of the world are coming here and realizing that their nation's media has told them that we're a bunch of, you know, we're to be afraid of and a bunch of goofs. And they're coming here to visit for soccer. And they're realizing that they've been lied to, that America is great.
Things that's become extremely apparent to me after spending a few days here with a group of Americans and other nationalities is how much of a English people are in general when it comes to arms, guns, and basically protecting their nation. We've been totally pacified in the UK, and through removal of our arms, our right to bear arms, It's caused a big problem for us. And now our government is basically turning into this absolutely tyrannical feminine leadership that is gradually eroding all of our rights. And there's really not much we can do about it.
That is, I mean, there's some stunning realizations being had by the Europeans who were coming over to the United States for World Cup. And this was a Brit. He was just shocked at just the way that the freedoms that Americans have. And also some of the things that I've seen from other Europeans. There was one woman who was with her husband. It was an older couple. And I think they're with England. And it was like this on Facebook. And they were saying the thing that really got to them was how they've been lied to about American attitudes towards guns. Like they thought that it was just a free-for-all. I know Yosemite Sam over here. And she said, no, they're very serious about it. They're very dutiful. And she had said that there was a reverency that came with it, meaning that people approached it with a reverency and a great respect for the power that it wields. And she said that they felt lied to about American attitudes towards that. And it really changed their perception, not just of America, but Americans and that culture of freedom. They get it. And it's really hard to make somebody who meets freedom and experiences freedom, they can't unexperience that. That seed's planted and that stays with them forever. We should have World Cup here every year because we are radicalizing people and then sending them back to their European countries. And who knows what's going to happen now.
Some more.
I mean, it's
freedom sells itself, basically, is what I heard her say. It's good stuff, man. Let them come and see. It's good shit. Is Elon.
After 2027, there will be no way back. Elon Musk said this in a podcast with Lex Fridman, a line that was later cut. When asked why, he fell silent for almost a minute.
That's a scary minute.
Then he quietly said, it's not a catastrophe, it's a transition. The transcript left behind three themes that gave him away. Autonomous intelligence, loss of meaning, and energy independence. It all sounded like a forecast, but now reads like a diagnosis of the era. The first sign is the collapse of attention. Musk said humanity will stop thinking in cycles. Planning for the future will shrink to the horizon of updates. That line hits me hard. People will stop building and start simply replacing. MIT research confirms a generation born after 2000 holds attention for about 8 seconds, less than a goldfish. Musk called this cultural Alzheimer's. We're not losing memory, we're losing the ability to think. The second sign is artificial intelligence that no longer obeys. Musk says when a system starts correcting humans, that time of linear logic is over. Even now, algorithms decide who we date, what we buy, and what we think about. This isn't a machine uprising, it's dissolution into convenience. People won't notice the moment when choice becomes an option, not a right. The third sign is energy dependence. Musk explains civilization can no longer survive even a day without electricity. By 2027, in his view, the balance will shift. Energy will become currency, and control over it will become power. From that moment on, everything non-autonomous will disappear. This isn't an apocalypse, it's a change of biological form. At the end, he said a line that didn't make it on air. Technology is stronger than us, but not smarter. As long as we have meaning, we are alive. Lose it, and we become code. After a pause, he added, we must learn to be human before systems learn to be gods. Are you ready for the transition, or already living in a world where choices are made for you?
He's right. That's so much in that 1 minute that is coming at us, folks. I'll play it again. Next week, but there's so much in that minute.
The Israeli intelligence service had foreknowledge of 9/11, according to the American FBI. How is that an ally? You know it's coming and you don't tell us? This is what the FBI said. That's not an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. That's a provable fact because there are photographs from September 10th of Mossad operatives mocking the burning of the World Trade Centers. And Fox News at one point, right after 9/11, ran that package. Wouldn't do that now. The point is not to attack Israel. The point is to attack the idea that this is an ally. There's nothing allied about that. That's an opponent, a rival, a resentful dependent nation. Dependency breeds resentment.
And we all know that to be true. And Israel is resentful toward us.
They resent us.
After 2027, there will be no
nature. If a monkey hoarded 1 trillion bananas, the other monkeys would beat that monkey to death and take his bananas.
I do believe there's
but a joke. We're not monkeys.
In there somewhere, but I'm not the right complexion to tell it. I do think it's hilarious, though, that there's people out there who think that Elon Musk just has like $1 trillion hidden in a back bedroom. It's giving financial illiteracy. His net worth is wrapped up in the businesses that he owns. I don't even like billionaires, homie, much less trillionaires, and y'all got me out here defending that dude. That's wild, bro. Y'all are just so fucking dumb.
Why do you think DeLay? He's a good podcaster. Sean Ryan.
Why do you think most churches don't get involved? I'll go to these churches. They all go out of country. Mm-hmm. They're all free and slaves. But nobody's doing anything here in the community. Because I've been to a lot of these places where they go free the slaves as a SEAL and as a CIA guy. I didn't see any slaves being free.
I want to believe that most don't know. I didn't know the statistics. I didn't know there was like a epidemic of child abuse in the United States. I had no idea. There's a church on every corner of one person out of every four churches fostered. We've been saying that for over 10 years. Numbers haven't gone down. And where's that money going, by the way? Because if it's not going with grandma, grandma's not getting the monthly stipend. Kinship Care's not getting the monthly stipend.
Well, that came out a couple of months ago.
Yeah, churches aren't helping the United States at all on child stuff.
So that there's an estimated $600 billion in fraud every year in the United States.
So much for the GAO, Government Accountability Office.
I will go to Cliff's funeral and wipe my eyes. Tell your mom I was a fan.
This is a pretty good clip of a, it's battle rap. I watch some battle rap sometimes, and this is a pretty good clip. It's a white guy.
I will go to Cliff's funeral and wipe my eyes. Tell your mom I was a fan of yours. Then say, psych, I lied. I'll start rapping at your casket while you're buried in dirt. I'll make Charlie's death about me, like Erica Kirk.
See, it's such a, even in the community, Erica Kirk, they know Erica Kirk ain't about shit.
I'll make Charlie's death about me, like Erica Kirk. Homie, you can...
It's in the crowd. And you always hear that shit hits hard. That shit hits hard. I had to just play that because people
do not want to be beheaded. And of course, that is racist. Obviously, it is racist. If someone.
I'm going to replay that. This is JD Delay watching.
People in Ireland do not want to be beheaded. And of course. People in Ireland do not want to be beheaded. And of course, that is racist. Obviously, it is racist. If someone ceremonially is beheading you because they come from a country where that's done, and you don't understand that, that is an inherent racist attitude that you're having.
Is your hand?
Here is something interesting about bookstores. Pay attention. This is really an interesting thing.
You've ever had a massive dump at a bookstore? All hands are raised.
I think it's every time I go to a bookstore.
It's crazy. I keep seeing it all the time where people are like, it's a Barnes & Noble, like the walls of the books, and then it's the hallway of the bathrooms, and it's like horror music underneath, and it's like everyone can relate. And apparently, there is a medical proven fact of like why this thing happened.
Oh my
and
God.
It's called Aoki Marioka. Aoki Marioka! It happens when you enter a monotonous or predictable environment. There's a chemical that's released that helps like decreased vagus nerve activity.
So you're like ultra relaxed.
Yeah, something about books.
I was on the phone with my mom and I said maybe 10 times, I'm like, I have to poop. And then I walked in here and it was like,
interesting.
Gone.
I'm stressed.
If you have people poop at your house, that's probably the biggest compliment, right?
Pretty after 2027,
the bookstore is there. Pretty interesting. What's this next one? Oh, it is official. Officially from the lawn of the White House.
Josh Hokett just called Michelle Obama a man after defeating Derek Lewis at UFC 250.
And lastly.
Yeah?
Michelle Obama is a man. Am I right, America?
There's going to be a lot of people that like this.
It's official from the lawn of the White House. Michelle Obama is a man. All right, I love that. Let's see, what else I got here?
So now Ford and GM are saying they don't want us to work on
that. Oh, the right to repair.
There's something pulling the strings, and I think we both know what it is.
And Israel.
Yeah, yeah, it's Israel.
I don't even care anymore, dude.
Yeah, yeah, it's Israel. It's Israel. Our nation has been sold. We're an occupied nation. And I honestly feel like Epstein is tied into that in a million different ways. I was all for Israel. And then, you know, we did the Afghan evacs. We did some conflict evac in Ukraine and some other places. And so after October 7th, we did some evacs in Israel. And we tried to do them in Gaza because there's kids starving. And we were all believing Israel's good guys and how horrible this attack that just happened. We're a week, 2 weeks maybe into this, and that meme of the dude saying, "Are we the baddies?
Are we the baddies?"
starts going around all these signal chats because we're all, it's dawning on every one of us in real time. Israel is not who we thought they were.
These are the real soldiers serving with them. So, just saying, folks, Sean Ryan and his buddies ain't, you know, they're not no slack lackeys. You know what I mean? So, just saying.
If you're planning for World War, for all the hate, much of it so well deserved toward Israel now, part of me always feels sorry for Israel because I don't think they're brilliant at all. I don't think they're even very clever because they're ignoring the lessons that you're just describing now, which don't ever change, which is hubris leads to destruction. Territorial overreach always weakens you. You can hold Gaza for 65 years or whatever. It's not even 60 years, actually. And the West Bank and all that stuff. But like in the end, Lebanon, Israel is kind of ensuring its own destruction by its behavior right now. And I feel sorry for them. They don't seem to know that.
An adventure company in Brazil forgot to attack.
All right. I accidentally hit my radio there on my phone. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and end it there. I'm going to run through the schedule for next week. So right now, it looks like we're going to have about 60 hours of rock after I leave the studio here in a little bit. But Monday, 7:30 a.m., International Flavor with Sam Trapp. Then at 9, Shield Maidens. At 2 on Monday, a really big show. At 6 on Monday, Jack's Car Show. Tuesday, 7:30 a.m., International Flavor. Then at 2, a really big show with JR. Wednesday, International Flavor. At 7:30, 9 a.m., The Damn Swag. At 11, The Gabby Hayes Show. At 2, a really big show. Thursday, International Flavor at 7:30. At 2, a really big show. And then Josh comes in at 4 on Thursday for Search Solutions. And then Friday, the big day here at Damn Radio is 7 o'clock at Civic Outlaws. And that's Sam's other show where he takes it to the man. Nadine at 9 on Friday at 9 a.m. 2 o'clock, a really big show. Search of Solutions at 4 with Josh. Then I come back in at 5:30 and we do the Eye on Solutions. And then I'm back at 7 tomorrow. I mean, Friday for the Eye of the Beholder. And for tonight, I am going to leave you with something that's it's a little bit of Tom McDonald. It's Underdogs.
They tried to tell us that we'd never matter. We weren't meant for much of anything at all. They made us feel like we were disadvantaged. Told to watch our language anytime we talked. We got pushed around until we're hard to manage. Told to learn some manners and to grow some balls. They probably thought that we were way too damaged to be champions. We're the underdogs. We're the ones who the world don't like. Fought with the system like our whole lives. Never fit in with the middle fingers flipping. Should have been in prison 25 to life. We're the ones in the dark with the light. Always been the rebels who are down for the fight. The kids who didn't listen built a little different. Been the opposition trying to do us right. We're the ones who were picked on. Doing kickflips, getting lip rings, ripped jeans and a lip balm. Renegades like a wrench in the system. Misfits and we pissed off. Yeah, we've been warned since we were born that we would fail if we didn't conform. But we stayed ourselves and we gave them hell. And the underdogs won the war.
We were the cool kids, whatever. Screw y'all forever, y'all were wrong. So we're losers, whatever. You will remember underdogs. And we might be losers, but losers can't win. They might have more shooters, but it's us versus them. And we're the underdogs. We're the underdogs.
They tried to tell us we weren't good enough to be the leaders. They said we would fall. They did their best to try and tear us down and make our generation feel small. We got beaten up, they dragged us through the mud like we the garbage that nobody wants. They probably thought that we would never win, but they were wrong. We the underdogs. We're the ones that the whole world hates. Fight for the people till both arms break. Screw the politicians and the cops' permission. We can't do what's righteous if the laws don't break. We're the lone wolves, ain't no cage. Won't go home till hell's being raised. Screw the institutions, we the revolution. Got an attitude and got a world to save. We're the ones who were laughed at. Had a backwards hat, mad magazine crammed in a backpack. Smoke we
14 playing Pac-Man. Now we actually Batman. Yeah, we've been warned since we were born that we would fail if we didn't conform. But we stayed ourselves and we gave them hell, and the underdogs won the war.
We were the cool kids, whatever, screw y'all, forever y'all were wrong. So we're losers, whatever, you will remember underdogs. And we might be losers, but losers can't win. They might have more shooters, but it's us versus them, and we're the underdogs. We're the underdogs. We weren't the cool kids, too busy losing. Up against the odds again, we'll be the revolution and rise out the ruin. The underdogs will win. We weren't the cool kids, too busy losing. Up against the odds again, we'll be the revolution and rise out the ruin. And the underdogs will win. We weren't the cool kids, whatever, screw y'all, forever y'all were wrong. So we're